And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalee Myers, and I'm joined here by Leland Rucker, longtime cannabis correspondent. Leland, thanks for being here with us.
Always good to be here.
Okay, so here on the Cannabis Report, we have a love-hate relationship with research, and we're going to bring you more of it. We love it. It's what we need right now to figure things out. We're glad to have it. But Leland's going to help us kind of sift through some of this research today. So explain some of what we know. We're now 10 years into cannabis legalization here in Colorado, and we're looking at some of like these bigger picture trends that we're now starting to figure out both here in Colorado and across the country. And what are you seeing from some of these new reports and studies and how they're done and all of that?
Well, to start it off, how many times have you walked into a dispensary and at least overheard, or maybe you even said, the one with the highest THC content, that's the one I want? And, you know, bud tenders are not immune to this. It's bud tenders that have told me these stories about people that come in and they put their hand on the table and they say, I want the one with the biggest THC content. And there's a new study out that says perhaps that's not the reason that most people wind up buying what becomes their favorite strain. It might be the aroma rather than the THC content. This was a recent study, so, you know, you take it with a grain of salt, but it involved cannabis researcher Dr. Ethan Russo. And here it says, the goal of this study was to characterize the subjective effects of phytochemically rich, commercially available cannabis cultivars in blinded, healthy adults. Okay? And they noted that an unbiased evaluation of the subjective effects of cannabis inflorescence allowed us to examine the relative contributions of chemotype and aroma to subjective desirability. Now, that's getting way out there.
So is that essentially just saying, like, when the bud tender in a dispensary holds the jar to your nose and you smell one and then you smell another and you have kind of, like, oh, I don't like that, and oh, I like this, that is your brain telling you what, that you might like or enjoy the effects of one more, is the assumption?
The study's saying that it suggests that.
Huh.
That maybe it's the aroma rather than the THC content that really gets people. And the study makes clear that this is mostly for people who use cannabis on an irregular basis, maybe once a week. And but I still find this fascinating. I've never thought of cannabis use in this way. I've never, you know, having bought it illegally for so many years, you don't really care about the smell.
That's interesting, too, that this is related to the terpenes conversation, correct?
Yeah, it ultimately is. But the results support using aroma as the primary criterion in assessments of product quality. And there's a reason for this, and they say that it de-emphasizes the market value of high THC products. And there is a higher, you know, people want that high THC and they're willing to pay more for it. And so it would allow cannabis consumers to smell the flower rather than go for the THC content. And it would diversify the regulated retail marketplace to include a variety of lower THC products. So it's not saying the THC, you know, get rid of all the THC, but it just says it might have public health benefits by minimizing this THC as the primary driver of market demand. And as the study says, reducing the risks associated with THC overconsumption. So, you know, possibility. The study doesn't say this is what we know. It just says this is what we found.
It's interesting, too, that we've now seen studies coming out saying that what is labeled as a sativa or an indica or might have a name on it that's like juicy fruit or something, that the same juicy fruit might be totally different from one dispensary to another. So I think we've seen some studies, and we've talked about that here on the show, about reliance on some of those names and some of those classifications might not be the best way to go. You might get something different every time and thinking you're getting the same thing. So maybe smell's the way to go.
From a consumer's point of view, they're just looking for the, you know, what suits them the best.
Uh-huh.
You know, finding that might take a little time. It just might take a little time.
Maybe follow your nose. Maybe it might not be the name. Don't stick with the name of what you know, if you like Golden Goat, maybe you don't stay diehard golden goat everywhere you go. Every yeah. time you get it, you go with what your nose says, is what this study is saying.
That's maybe, exactly. Maybe. It says maybe. Yeah. Maybe. It says maybe, you know, maybe it's the aroma rather than the THC content. I thought that was funny because we're always talking about THC content. You know, some of these concentrates are 90% THC content.
I've heard buntenders call that the race to the bottom. That they think that people coming in and just trying to get the strongest thing they can possibly get is bad for them and probably bad for the industry too. Race to the bottom.
And perhaps it's people who are tourists too. And there are less tourists in Colorado because there are a lot of states that are legalizing around Colorado.
Yeah.
When 10 years ago, there were no states abutting Colorado that had legalized.
Huh. What else you got for us?
Well, you know, this is another study, and it's gotten plenty of headlines, a lot of headlines. And I'm not against studies that leave marijuana in an unflattering light. I mean, they're studies. We're trying to find out what's going on. But the study says in a cross-sectional study of 4.2 million adults, that's a lot, in all 50 states from 2010 to 2019, recreational cannabis laws were associated with a 0.9 percentage point increase in any alcohol use among the population overall, but not in binge or heavy drinking. And results were primarily determined by younger adults, 18 to 24 years old, and men, which had a higher percentage point than that 0.9. Now, 0.9 is less than 1%. I don't think that's really telling us much of anything. 1% is, tens of thousands of people, but I don't think that's really telling us much. And among men living in 10 states in the District of Columbia, where recreational marijuana was legal by 2019, alcohol use increased by 1.4%. Binge drinking spiked by about 1%. Again, they suggest that increased alcohol use may be an unintended consequence of recreational cannabis laws, but it doesn't tell us much. Now, I'm not a big fan of cross-sectional studies. That's what this one is. It analyzes existing data. In other words, they're not going out getting the information. They're looking at information that they've already gotten. And when the findings suggest that something may be an unintended consequence, I get skeptical.
It's interesting to talk about and think about. Maybe there could be something else going on there, but it's hard to isolate, I imagine.
You know, if it were a 10% increase or a 5% increase, I might start thinking, okay, maybe there is a connection here. But a 1% increase just seems like you want to do more research.
Hey, and we're open to that, all about that. We're just here to talk about it. So yeah, positive, negative for cannabis. We're just glad to have some research and glad to dig into it. That's a new thing. We welcome that.
And then, you know, like, for instance, a headline on this study was, study links marijuana legalization with increased alcohol usage. No, it doesn't. And those are the kind of headlines that I'm seeing with this.
As a journalist, I understand how that headline could be produced. I get it. But I do see how that's problematic.
Well, you know, just a word of advice. Be skeptical of everything that you read. We were talking about this earlier. You know, put it into Google, put it into your search engine, and find out whether there's other stories like this. I mean, be skeptical of everything, especially things that you disagree with or things that you agree with. Be skeptical of what you're reading, because we're going to have a lot of studies like this. You know, there might be a study that says, you know, that if people smoke marijuana, they use less alcohol. Who knows? So be skeptical.
And we're happy to keep bringing you these reports as they come out here in Colorado and elsewhere. And Leland, as always, we are grateful to have you digging into them with us.
Oh, it's fun.
You can find the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.